ready right now.
Because some of our friends, Darren, need these affirmations.
Okay, I would say it like this. Greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world.
Yes. Greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world.
I thank you, Lord Jesus.
I thank you, Lord Jesus.
That you're the creator of all.
That you're the creator of all.
You live inside of me.
You live inside of me.
Therefore, creativity is in my heart.
Therefore, creativity is in my heart.
I am never out of options.
I'm never out of options.
Because the greater one is with me.
Because the greater one is with me.
I have the mind of Christ.
I have the mind of Christ.
Jesus is made unto me wisdom.
Jesus is made unto me wisdom.
I am righteous.
I am righteous.
With the righteousness of God.
With the righteousness of
the
God.
The old is gone, the new has come.
The old is gone, the new has come.
I am a new creation in Jesus Christ.
I'm a new creation in Jesus Christ.
Now, folks,
praise
what I've done
God.
There is I've taken bits and pieces of Scripture. In fact, if you take 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, the old is gone, the new has come. I have become a new creation. Mm-hmm. Now, you have to say that. See, you need to start confessing and put it out of your mouth so that it become residual in your heart, because what you will to say is what you will to have.
Yes.
And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So as you speak, your whole identity will change. I mean, you will change. Your identity will change. You will find out that God is bigger than your problem. But you've got to affirm that, and you've got to affirm that as an act of your will and conscience. You've got to know what you're doing there, Father God, so that you can get up and go on. Well, let me say it to you this way. You can talk your way right up out of the hole. I don't care how deep the hole is. God is there with you.
Praise God.
See, now, if you take Romans 8, it says, nothing shall separate you from the love of God. I'm going to just turn back here in my Bible and just share that with you. Because somebody think, well, gee, Darren, you just don't know what I've been through. Well, here's what it says. Who shall separate us, verse 35 of Romans 8, who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation or distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril or sword. I'm going to add one more in there, loss. All of those things would represent loss. If you've been through tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, maybe you've lost friendships, and those old friends turn to become your persecutors. See, maybe you feel like you've been absolutely stripped naked before the world, that you have no resources left. Let me tell you something. If you have God within you, you start speaking Scripture. And then in verse 37, it says, but in all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us.
Oh, praise God.
You've got to know this, folks. You didn't go through that loss on your own, by yourself.
That's right. And the word failure isn't found in the Bible, Darren. And that's important for all of you to know. God doesn't see loss the way you see loss. He really doesn't. And he doesn't see failure in your life. He just sees stepping stones into a greater possibility for you. Can we go through some of the people in the Bible, Darren, that we would sense that they had losses? They had losses up the kazoo. And,
now,
you know,
let me
the
ask
world
you,
would...
Is kazoo in the Bible?
The world would look at it like these people are absolute failures. But God turned around their failures for
right,
good.
Exactly.
And the first one that comes to mind is Job. He lost houses and lands, possessions, children, friends, and disease racked his body. But in the end, God gave him everything back in multiplication. He multiplied his possessions, his children, his friends back to him. And this is something that, and I would like to turn to Job 23. It's such a wonderful thing that Job says, as he longed for God and his, you know, quote, friends, Eliphaz and all the other friends, the three friends that came to him and sat with him while he was scraping the boils off of his body. In the 10th verse of Job 23, he says, and he's talking about God here, but he knows the way I take. When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot has held fast to his path. I have kept his way and not turned aside. I have not departed from the command of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. And Darren, when these trials come along, we need to be like Job. Father God, I thank you that I am steadfast. I have not turned to the right or the left. I have kept on a straight road with you. I am obeying you, Father God. And though this trial is wreaking within me things and emotions that I don't care for, and I hate, and pain and agony, Lord, I know that this is just a season, and in the end, I will triumph, because, like you said, Darren, we are more than conquerors. So
now, what chapter were you reading out there?
Job 23:10.
Okay, I found the scripture here in Job 19, and you were talking about saying confessions. And what you confess, you will possess, good or bad. Here's what it says. Oh, that my words were written in verse 23, and that they were inscribed in a book, that with an iron stylus and lead they were engraved in the rock forever. As for me, I know that my Redeemer lives.
Oh, praise
and
God.
And at the last he will take his stand on the earth. Even after my skin is destroyed, yet from my flesh I shall see God, whom I myself shall behold, and whom my eyes shall see, and not another. My heart faints within me. If you say, how shall we persecute him? What pretext or case against him can we find? Now, I'm reading that because some of you have seemingly like you've been destroyed by family or by friends or co-workers. They've tried to destroy you with words. Let me tell you, you need to use the right words. Inside, if all you can think of is, I know my Redeemer lives. I know my God is alive. I know I have eternal life within me. I know God is in the business of rescuing his people.
Yes.
And I'm one of those, help me, Jesus, I need to be rescued. Right now, all I have is enough breath left to speak your word. Use it for that purpose instead of complaining, and you'll see your situation turn around.
Well, and like Joseph said to his brothers when his brothers came to him, and he was now second in command in Egypt, and he says, what you have meant for evil, God worked for good. And all of these men and women of the Bible, they who have known loss, they have become victorious because of what you're saying, Darren. The confession of their mouth, what has come out of their mouth has brought them victory.
Now, I'm sitting here today as we're talking to you about this subject of loss, and I'm looking through Job, and I have many parts of Job highlighted. Here is one. Behold, now I've prepared my case. I know that I'll be vindicated.
Praise
well,
God.
A lot of our people need to be vindicated.
Yes.
You've had great loss. Okay, that's a fact. But let me tell you, there's a greater fact that can change the circumstances, and that's your mouth. Take your mouth, speak the word, confess the word, declare that you believe it. And then as you get over into the New Testament, all things for which you pray and ask, believe you have received them, they shall be granted unto you. Well, you believe, and your faith level is set by what you say. And Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for. You say, well, you can say that again, Darren. I'm hoping for a whole bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, don't quit hoping, because God is looking for faith. Mm-hmm. And as you get up and say, I'm going to deny my feelings because they're going crazy, and my emotions are going wild and wacko, and it seems like everything is upset and churning around me. I can't even see straight. I can't think straight. Well, if you will make your focus on the Word of God and you begin to say, what's impossible with men is possible with God, for all things are possible with God, Mark 10:27. I quote that almost every day, or certainly every other day. I said, I'm looking at some impossible situations for me as a man, but I'm not by myself.
Yes,
I've got the Lord. I've got agreement. Barbara's in agreement with me. Many of my friends are in agreement, so I'm going to win.
That's
right. I can't see the end from the beginning, but I'm going to win. And I hold that in as my focus, that I am going to win and be an overcomer and be vindicated.
Because you know the back of the book, we win. You know that. You know, we look at the man Moses, and he was not allowed into the promised land. And this was a great sadness to him, that he couldn't go in with his people to the promised land because he had not obeyed God. But we see in the New Testament, Darren, that he stood on the Mount of Transfiguration with Elijah and Jesus. Now, here was a man, he went up on Mount Pisgah, and he looked over the promised land, but he could not enter with his people. Now, you might think, that's a great loss. My goodness, this man led all these people through the wilderness, and he can't go in? I mean, what kind of a God do we serve? But I'll tell you what, we serve a God who had Moses on the Mount of Transfiguration with his very son Jesus in the New Testament. What a blessing. What an absolute blessing.
Well, God also promises in Isaiah 48:17. Now, some of you have gone through tremendous financial losses. I know because you shared it with us, and I have too. But so what? The future is brighter than the past. But here's what it says. Thus says the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit. And maybe all you've known in the past is financial loss.
And that was
take
what chapter?
Isaiah 48:17.
Verse 17.
Well, praise God, we're going to continue this teaching on loss, and you're going to become a winner if you do what we share with you.